As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
You know what I learned this weekend, over the weekend?
What?
And here I am on Thursday talking about my weekend. I learned this weekend that my vision or my definition of happiness for my kids can be very different than their own definition of happiness for themselves. And I got to accept that.
I love that you have acknowledged that. And that you are in the process of accepting it. Because I think that's a huge hurdle for a lot of parents. And I saw your Instagram post and I liked it because I thought it was very insightful. And it is a testament to all the work you've put in to rewire your brain from the interesting upbringing you had.
Very interesting. Keeping a lot of therapists employed.
Yep. And making sure that your kids are happy, but their happy doesn't necessarily have to be the same definition as yours.
Really? I mean, so my oldest kid is going to SCAD in Savannah, and they had family weekend this weekend. And my concern for my son has always been that I knew he'd crush as far as grades go. That's just what he does, man. I mean, as soon as he has a homework assignment, he wants to get that thing off his mental plate immediately. So there's no procrastination with this kid. He's always been a great student, right? Very routine based. But for me, college is so much more than that. It's so much more than just grades and getting your degree and moving on. There are so many life lessons, so many things socially that you can learn from. I still am in contact with the guys that I was roommates with in college, and I had an absolute blast. It was probably the best 2 years of my life. I actually think when I was asked to leave San Diego State, I was like a four-year sophomore. I tried way harder to petition the council to let me stay in school than I did actually work while I was in school.
Yeah. Maybe if you just worked that hard in class, yep, you wouldn't have had to do a petition.
So, you know, I had an absolute blast, seriously. And I did junior college also. So I think it was about 4 years. But part of that was hanging out, partying, experiencing things. I told you guys I experimented with a whole bunch of things in college, and thankfully he doesn't do that, but it was part of really me having a great time in college. So that was kind of my definition. Like, it's not just about class, it's about all these other things too.
You were fulfilled by the social scene.
Absolutely.
College.
My kid's not like that. And my concern was that when I talked to the SCAD counselors was that, hey, which are the kids here that don't make it? And he told me straight up, the kids that go to the dorm and then they go to their class and then they go to the dorm and then they go to the class and they don't experience college life, they're not going to make it here. Which was very concerning because that's what my kid does.
And I would imagine a school like SCAD has a ton of like groups and extracurriculars for students to get involved in to really be active, have an active college experience.
So when we get to SCAD over the weekend, I was asking them a lot of questions, you know, because we're walking around these courtyards and green spaces, because SCAD isn't like your traditional college where it's all in one area. There's a building here in Savannah and there's a building over there, and you got to take a bus over here in Savannah. So there's not like one major campus traditionally. You got to kind of like be all over the city, right? And outside of that, he hasn't really seen Savannah at all. So as we're walking around this, and I love Savannah. It's a beautiful city, right? Mm-hmm. So much to offer. He hasn't seen any of it. It's like his second year in school, and he doesn't leave. His dorm room.
So right? For Parents Weekend, it's more like you're giving him a tour of his city than he's giving you a tour of his campus.
100%. 100%. In fact, he's kind of so isolated that when I went to his dorm to just check out what that looks like, you know, because I'm paying for it, that I would like to see it, his roommates came in and I started talking to his roommates. And in the 3 minutes that I was talking to one of his roommates, Hayden learned so much about his roommate because they just don't talk. Right? So, but that is really his life, you know? He has some friends there, a lot of online friends. He is in some clubs that meet up, like his anime clubs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it certainly doesn't look anything like my college experience did. And when I asked him over the weekend, I was expecting him to say a 4 when I asked him on a happiness level, where are you at with college on a 1 to 10? And he said an 8.
Good for him.
Wow, good.
And I was floored. I'm like, this is your 8 right here? Mm-hmm. And I really had to absorb it that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is my kid is happy. And it doesn't matter what that looks like for him. If he's being honest with me and that's what really he loves and this is what's making him happy, good for him. Absolutely. It doesn't look like my happiness, but it's happiness for him. And that's really all that matters.
That's great.
Yeah. I love that you've come to that realization, and not only that, but you're embracing it.
100%.
I think a lot of parents struggle with that. I think even mine did at times because what was happiness for me was so different than what was happiness for them or anybody I'm around. So I think as a parent to understand that and recognize that is like a really important thing.
It's a tough one. It really is.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
Mo, I think you and I have the kind of relationship where we can be honest with each other.
We do.
Do you want to be honest on air or off air?
Right.
Certainly on the air.
Okay. Of course. What I do now?
Got a little bit of beef with you, man.
Oh, man.
It didn't used to bother me, but I think now that we've been working with each other long enough and we can be authentic with each other, I think I can go here. It's annoying me that you consistently use the lower urinal.
Excuse me?
We got two urinals in the men's room.
I know. And I know this because you all got us those contraptions where women can pee standing up if they go camping.
Yeah.
So we went into the men's restroom to use, we used urinals for the first time, and it was very exciting. And I noticed that there's one that's elevated and one that's a little lower.
So Mo and I, for whatever reason, are on the same pee schedule. You know how women sometimes will sync up their cycles?
Yes.
Mo and I have the same urine cycle.
No, I noticed that. You guys go and use the bathroom at the same time every single day.
It actually feels weird if I go in there and you don't come. Yeah. I feel like I'm off center or something. Something not right.
So more often than not, because he's got those long ass legs, he gets down there before I do. So
he does have a longer stride.
Fully. What takes him 3 strides takes me 35. Which, to my point, I am 5'4". You are?
6'3".
6'3". There are two urinals in there. One is lowered to the ground, probably for kids or short dudes. And the other one is for guys that are 6'3 or 6'4 years old, or 6'4. And this dude keeps taking the lower urinal.
Why you take the lower one?
Every single time.
Well, two reasons. One, it kind of started as a joke because every time I'm in there, either Bert or Romeo are in there. So
Romeo's only like 5'7" or
exactly.
Whatever.
So I kind of just like to force them to use the high one because I think it's funny.
Fair.
And even if I go in by myself, I'll still take the lower one because I don't like the urinal to be like right by my knees. It just, I don't know what it is.
About,
yeah, it's too close.
Like, so you'd rather have a longer way to go, but wouldn't that cause more splashback?
Yes, but it only really splashes around like your feet. So I can live with that.
Ew.
But when it's splashing on like your pants, that's not okay. So I always take the lower.
How strong is your stream that you're getting?
I'll be streaming. Okay,
it's a hell of a frost.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is strong. And we're streaming.
I just let you know, it's not going to break us, but it's a slight annoyance.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, the other day he came in. I came in after. He beat me that day because I went to get water first.
Oh,
and he was using The lower one.
His.
Mine. And his. I was like, you know the rules. Like, yeah. What are you doing, B?
Did you make him hold it and move over to the other way?
I should have.
No, he just picked me up by the shoulders and put me over.
Excuse me, sir.
Whatever. No justice, no pee.
Wow.
My bad.
You are on fire today.
He is.
I got all the dad jokes lined up today.
I need so many.
The Bird Show.